Thank you for everyone's patience. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting for the annual Board of Directors meeting. 107 took me 7 minutes to figure out to come into a different computer. So thank you, everybody. First off, I'd like to thank you all, the Board of Directors meeting for Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo 2 Charter School, Adeo 3 Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggart, Chairman of the Board. I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. So Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, member of the board for several years now. CEO of Westland Financial Services.
Thank you. Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, parent board member, and I am Director of Acquisitions and Dispositions and Leasing at the Gildred Companies.
And Greg Haggart, Chairman, I am here. So we do have a quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3, which is establishment of quorum? All those in favor?
I'll make the motion first, and there's somebody else.
Thank you. Sorry, Tim. A little out of practice. Thank you. Tim moves. And a second?
Laura Barrera seconds.
Thank you. And all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? So that passes unanimous. Thank you. Let's see.
Excuse me. We have to conduct the voting via roll call, so you'll have to call out everyone's name, please.
Okay. I thought I did, but we'll do it again. Oh, so I'm sorry for the vote. I beg your pardon. So based on voting on 1.3, Tim, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. Laura, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay. And Greg votes aye. So that passes unanimously. Thank you for keeping me honest on that and all of our new rules. So now we have the Pledge of Allegiance. I would ask that we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and we do have a flag here. I'll go ahead and guide us in that. So ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thanks, everybody. So we're on 1.5. We do have the agenda before us. Are there any changes or any comments on the agenda? I'm looking for a motion for approval of item 1.4 of the agenda. Is there a motion?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I second.
Here we go. And we're going to hit and vote on that. So Tim?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passes. Now we're into public comment 2.0. If you'd like to participate in public comment, please complete a speaker card and submit it to staff. Do we have any members of the public on this call?
Not at my location.
Okay. We have none here. I'm going to go ahead and just read it. So public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board non-agenda should be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time in accordance with the Brown Act. No discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it's the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items should be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Thank you for that. So 2.1, non-agenda public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chair. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda?
No.
Thank you. So hearing none, we're on 2.2 agenda items. Public comment, the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chair. Any public comments on agenda items? That's hearing none. So now we have a closed session item, 3.0. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on closed session items 3.2.1. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chair. So now we're moving, so if there's no public comment on that, we're moving to a closed session of 3.1. Let's see. Let me get my extra notes here. This is confusing. Thank you for your patience. Don't need that. I need this. That's what I need. Okay.
So everybody needs to turn off their camera.
So this is extra tricky. We want to make sure that we do this appropriately. So let's see. We are now headed into closed session. So would each board member please turn off, but don't do it. And I'm going to read the instructions. Okay. I'm going to ask you to turn off your camera, and then we will mute all conversations so no one can be heard speaking. And then the board members will talk via cell phone for a short teleconference. And then when it's over, I will ask you to come back on. Can we do that? Okay.
Greg, I'll help with that, and I'll connect everyone via their cell phone. So if you give me a few minutes, I will start dialing out.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody. clock. I'm not used to seeing it, am I? Okay.
Are you guys finished with the conference call?
We are.
We are.
Okay, so if you guys can hang up your cell phones, and then we're going to go back to the MS Teams video.
We're all back on.
All right, thank you. And so we are back. We've returning to open session, and I would report that no action was taken during closed session. Angela, thank you for being so technically savvy and guiding us through all that. I really appreciate it, probably more than everybody else. So we are on we're on agenda item 4.0. and administrative items. So 4.1 is consider approval of board terms 2020 to 2021. So Mary, I would ask for a staff report on that, please.
Staff recommends approval. If I may say something under the parent representative, it says maximum 4-year term. If we can put the qualifier there, so long as the parent has a caregiver relationship to a student that is enrolled in the school.
That's in our bylaws.
So what, is there an action that needs to be taken because of what you're saying, or are you just letting us know that?
No, we can approve the board with so amended, the board.
All right, I'm sorry, I'm gonna go. Can I see you? I beg your pardon. I just want to take a look at that really quickly. That's not 5. Okay. Okay. So. So I would be looking for a motion to approve, subject to Lynn's comment. I'm going to ask Lynn to say it again, please.
We have to put a qualifier that says provided that the parent representative have a caregiver relationship to a student enrolled in the Odeo Charter Schools Corporations, Charter School Corporation Schools.
So
Angela has that language down.
Okay, thank you. So I'd be looking for a motion to approve 4.1, subject to the language that Lynn provided and Angela has captured. So that motion, please.
Motion to approve as so amended.
I second that motion.
Okay, and then we're voting. So all those in favor, Tim?
Excuse me,
I take that back. Tim, how do you vote?
Aye.
And Lori?
Aye.
And Greg Haggard votes aye. That motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay, 4.2, consider approval of the 2021 board meetings and the schedule set forth. I don't know that there's much to discuss on that. Is there any?
We recommend that you approve the dates.
Thank you, Mary.
I move to approve the dates as on the agenda.
Thank you, Tim.
I second that.
All right, and we're calling for a vote. Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
And Greg Haggard votes in the affirmative, so that passes unanimously. And now we have 4.3, consider approval of the DOS application renewal and the DOS eligibility certification 2020 through 2022. So the first is for 4.3.1 Odeo Charter School 2. Any comment from staff on that?
Staff recommends that you approve for Odeo, Grossmont, and Sweetwater, although I know you need separate votes. Tim, can you give a little background on that, on what this is about?
Yes. So every 3 years, we have to reapply with the California Department of Education to maintain our dashboard alternative school status. And that allows us to be considered for a different accountability process and what the reporting is from the state. And so in order to obtain this designation, we have to have 70% of our students fall within one or more high-risk categories. Our largest two typically are credit deficiency and transiency, meaning they've attended more than two high schools in their high school career. And there's the list there of the other categories that our students fall in as well. This year is the end of our current three-year term, so this would be moving forward in the new when they release the dashboards over the next 3 years in the fall, the accountability with the state. And so, as you can see, all of our schools are well above the 70% threshold. Grossmont was the highest with about 84%, Odeo 2, 80%, and Sweetwater was 75%. So all of them meet the criteria well above the threshold from the state.
Thank you. Okay. Is there any other... any other comment? I'm going to ask for a motion and we'll vote individually here. So 4.3.1, motion please.
Motion to approve.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
So we're voting on 4.3.1 to approve.
Aye.
Tim is yes?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. And Laura?
Aye.
And Greg is aye. So that passes unanimously. 4.3.2, a motion.
I second that motion.
Thank you, Laura. Tim, how do you vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg? Aye. 4.3.3 Sweetwater Secondary School. A motion.
Motion to approve Sweetwater.
I second the motion.
Thank you. Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you. So 4.4, consider approval emergency school closure policy. Mary?
This is a policy that we've introduced, which authorizes me to close the school if in fact there is an emergency. In spite of everything that's happened, I just want to remind you, we never closed as of March 16th. We continued right on. And but if there were some cause, it could be a pandemic, it could be natural causes, hurricane, whatever, it authorizes the CEO to close the school.
Thank you. That seems very reasonable. I would look for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion that we approve.
A second.
Thank you. And Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. So 4.5, consider approval of the employee COVID-19 prevention policy. Interesting. Why don't you mention, tell us about this, Mary?
Everybody read it, I'm sure, and you're fairly acquainted with it. Lynn, do you have something you want to add in regard to this one?
No, it's just that this is to allow us to take temperature screening, and this policy shall automatically terminate at the end of 2021 school year.
We have ordered machines like hospital caliber. They haven't arrived yet, but we ordered 45. It was a considerable investment because we had so many schools. So we've ordered one for each facility. They're infrared. They take the temperature in infrared for everybody that comes in. We figured that that would add a sense of security to the students and their families, but to staff as well.
Well, that's fantastic. Those are the type that you walk through, expensive. This is not the shoot them in the forehead non-contact thermometer, right?
Yes, and we thought that it, we'd get a long-term use, certainly for this year, and who knows, it might roll into next year. So that was what we did.
Right.
So we recommend approval.
Thank you. All right, so we're 4.5. Look for a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion.
I second for 4.5.
Thank you, Tim. And how do you vote on 4.5, Tim?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. So now we have the 4.6, which is the student COVID prevention policy. Anything different?
This was done in collaboration with our attorneys, of course. And again, it's self-explanatory, but we wanted it, we want our approach to maintaining a healthy environment very clear and very documented. So that's what this policy is all about.
Thank you for that. Motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve 4.6.
Second that.
Thank you, Tim, and your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passes unanimous. Thank you. So 4.7, consider approval of the receipt of the Payroll Protection Program loan. Mary?
The board has been, I've spoken with you individually, and thank you, Greg. You've been particularly instrumental in helping us wade through everything and to receive the loan. It should be 100% forgiven. And given the scenario and the pullback of funding, it was the most strategic and opportune way to go. There was a meeting which included the San Diego County Office of Education. That meeting, the attorney, I understand, was very complimentary. I think, Lynn, you were present at that meeting, and so was Tim.
Yes.
They were very, she was very complimentary about stating that she felt it was a prudent action on the part of charter schools to be good stewards and to try to support the funding of their school as much as possible. So we recommend approval, please.
And the amount? The amount that you received?
Lynn?
The amount of the PPP loan is $1,470,300.
That's for how many schools?
These are for 4 schools.
Okay.
If you want, I can break it down by school.
Don't need it. I just want to say congratulations on getting that. I know it's a lot of work. I know it's going to be just as much work to comply to make sure that it's forgiven. But thank you for that. It's the right thing to do. We should avail ourselves of those programs, and absolutely well done.
Thank you.
So I'd be looking to approve 4.7, which is the approval of the receipt of the PPP.
And approve the PPP loan.
Thank you, Tim.
I second the motion, 4.7.
Thank you. And then, Tim, your vote on 4.7?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. It passed unanimously. Thank you so much. 4.8, consider approval of the annual audit multi-year contracts. Just a quick one on that, since I'm a little familiar. Go ahead, Mary, or Lynn, whoever wants to do that.
Well, let me start and let's see if Lynn has anything to add. This is a multi-year contract with an auditor who and she can give you more detail if you'd like, but there has been a significant increase in the amount of things that they have to check. Almost a 50% increase, just a tremendous amount. And even in spite of all that, the prices that they have quoted are extremely reasonable in our mind. They're highly qualified. And again, Lynn has specifics if you're interested in their background. But the important thing is that we are continuing with having them audit every single file within the school, which is something we consider very important, we're willing to pay for. But even in spite of that, we think it's a very reasonable cost given as much work. They are very complimentary, and I think they give us kind of a break because the documents that the finance department, thank you, Will and Lynn, that they turn over are high quality, very well organized, and it really simplifies their work. So we recommend approval of this contract. Lynn, do you want to add something?
No, the new prices contract is on page 72 of 334.
Thank you. I'm just going to correct something you said, Mary. I think they give you a break, or clarify, they give you a break on the price because you're providing good data in a concise format, but they're not giving you a break on the thoroughness of the audits. I've read them. They're great. This is a really good time to pat you on the back, because the whole staff on the back, because you guys do spectacularly well on the audits and just get A pluses. So thank you for that.
Great job, finance department.
Yes. So that is 4.8. I'd be looking for a motion to approve that contract.
I move to approve 4.8.
I second.
Thank you. And Tim, how do you vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. Passes unanimously. Thank you very much. So 4.9, President's Report. Can we
hear that? Yes, President's Report is simple. I think the policies pretty much explain where we are with the COVID-19 update. We have dates set aside for actually completely opening. Greg, you, or Tim, do you have those in hand, the dates that will be?
I do. Tentatively, we're planning for July 20th to open up to special education teachers so they can work with their special education students. And then August 3rd, our general education teachers would be back on site. They'd be working in a student capacity, would be limited much more than it was previously, you know, in line with the guidelines. And then the office staff would come back August 31st.
So that's where we are with COVID. And we did send out a survey as well to see where our parents are at in terms of they're looking for distance learning or if they're interested in our hybrid blend where they come in a couple of times a week and also do their online work. In regard to graduation update, we decided to postpone graduation, obviously, from June, since it would be a real challenge to bring everybody together. And I'm sure you've seen it in the press. Everybody's across the country has been struggling on how to deal with it. We postponed it to September, and we made reservations in Balboa Park and made all the arrangements necessary to proceed with a September graduation. There are still hot spots that are popping up all over, and the data coming down on the virus in California is not great. Certainly awful in Arizona, and it's not looking good for September. But we will keep the board advised. We did consider other options, the drive-bys and all that, and I've personally observed some of them. They leave a lot to be desired. Our students are individualized students, so they don't have like a large class identity. So as far as being together with the class, for the rest of their class, that isn't as serious as the fact that many of them have had to overcome so many struggles and obstacles getting past a traditional environment and moving into the freedom of being able to grow and excel, only to find that our graduations are impossible. So we'll see. We're holding a good thought, and we're hoping that we can, that's still 2 months away, 2.5 months away. So we're hoping that things will be better by September and we can proceed, but we will keep the board appraised of where we are with that. That ends my report.
Thank you, Mary. Can I ask you to roll into 4.10?
4.10 is self-explanatory. That is the participation report that you receive at every board meeting. I'm sure you noticed as you looked it over, we are very pleased with the fact that over the course of time, the last couple of years, 2-3 years, we continue to grow in productivity. That data is kind of tricky because it's always got some students coming in brand new, getting adjusted and others that are graduating. So I know by now you know how to read all that data. But overall, we are pleased with the increase in kudos to the instructional department and their support teams for the wonderful job that they're doing with our kids. Everybody is so impressed. So thank you for that. But I don't think that other than you're reviewing the documents that there's much that's needed in terms of comment.
Okay. Thank you. Was there anything else under the strategic plan update you wanted to mention before I move along?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Mary. So on 5.0, the consent agenda. So we're going to take all these together unless anybody wants to pull anything out, which I think you would have done in the beginning of the meeting, but we're going to take, are we okay taking them all together?
Yes.
Yes. Oh.
Okay, ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda 5.1.
I motion to approve the consent agenda items.
I second the motion.
Thank you. Tim, your vote, please.
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. Passes unanimously. Thank you. So 6.0, action items. Consider approval of a compensation comparable study for the executive director position. Do I have a motion for approval of 6.1?
There's a statement on the next page that you want to read.
That's the next agenda.
Oh, that's your next agenda item. Sorry.
I have a motion. 6.1, I have a motion from Tim.
I second the motion.
Thank you. So I'm looking for your vote, Tim, on 6.1.
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. 6.1 passes unanimously. So on 6.2, the board chair required oral report regarding executive director contract. I would remind that there's no action here, but I am required to read this as follows. As to the next item regarding approval of the executive director employment agreement, I'm required by law to indicate prior to any vote on the employment contract that the contract has a term of 5 years beginning July 1st, 2020 and ending June 30th, 2025 and provides the following. One, the base annual salary as indicated in the employment contract with an annual increase, of 3%. Two, participation in designated employee health and other benefit programs and plans are provided to the school's certificated employee, and three, a work schedule of a minimum of 240 days annually at 30%.30 FTE. I would also note that the annual salary is wholly in keeping with the compensation comparability student the board has received. Study, I think, is what it's supposed to say. That's how I should have read it. I misread it. I beg your pardon. I'm going to read that again. I would also note the annual salary is wholly in keeping with the compensation comparability study the board has received. Thank you. That's all I have on 6.2. No actions required.
No, that one. You have to vote on it, don't you?
No. 6.3 is the vote.
The next one.
Oh, 6.3.
It's the next one. Yes.
Sorry, Greg. I'm just ahead of you.
That's okay, Mary. I could get through it without your help. So 6.3, consider approval of the executive director contract. So here we are. So do I have a motion for that?
I motion to approve the director contract.
I second the motion.
Okay, and now we're voting. Tim, I have your vote.
Aye.
Tim is aye. Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That's three. It passes unanimously. So we have more action items under 6.4. Consider approval of the 2019-2020 COVID-19 operations written report. Tell us about that.
Tim, you have anything to share with that?
This is a requirement this year instead of the LCAP report. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the state is now requiring that all schools complete a COVID-19 operations written report, pretty much just responding to how they're serving students over the last several months. For us, we were kind of designed to handle this type of pandemic. And so we already were doing distance learning. Our kids' curriculum was online. So the big change was for us to not be able to access our resource centers, but we never stopped a day of school in terms of the availability of kids to complete their courses. We're still issuing credits and moving along. Our staff is just now working remotely. Workshops are continuing in virtual settings. We also are providing Chromebooks to students that need those. We've been doing grab and go lunch locations for families that may need meals during the day, and making all the information available that the families will need to continue on with their operations during this time.
Thank you. So I'd be looking for a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve 6.4.1.
Second.
Thank you. And Tim, your vote, please.
Aye.
Laura.
Aye.
And Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you. 6.4.2, consider approval of the second interim report fiscal year 2019 to 2020.
Lynn? This is just an actual reporting to the board of the from July 1 to January, which is mandated by law.
Thank you.
I motion to approve the report 6.4.2.
I second the motion.
And Tim, your vote, please.
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That's unanimous. Thank you. Okay, 6.4.3 is review the fiscal year 2019-2020 May revised budget assumptions and consider approval of fiscal year 2019-2020 May revised budget.
This is based upon a 297.9488 with a total revenue of 3.9 million, and this is, you know, there's no room for reserve because of the decrease in the ADA based on SB 117.
Thank you. Be looking for a motion to approve.
Go ahead, Laura.
I'll make a motion to approve 6.4.3.
Second.
Thank you. And Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
And Greg is aye. That's unanimous. Thank you. So now we're on to the 6.4.4 review the fiscal year 2020-2021 preliminary operational budget assumptions. Consider approval of fiscal year 2020-2021 preliminary operational budget. Lynn, or Mayor?
This budget is based on an ADA of 259.85 with a total revenue of 3.285%. And we have budgeted, we included in the budget the coronavirus under the CARES Act of about $46,983, which is a one-time funding. And there's a reserves for 5%, but I wanted to remind the board there, as Mary mentioned, there's an SB 77 that we might go back to, depending on the outcome of that, we may go back to the board in October to make amendments to this budget.
Thank you. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve budget 6.4.4.
I second.
Thank you. And Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passed unanimously. Thank you. So 6.4.5, educational, consider approval, fiscal year 2020 to 2021 education protection account resolution and expenditure plan.
Okay, Will, can you share with us about that? Mm-hmm. Will?
Just get off mute and you're good to go.
You're on mute, Will. Can't hear you. Will? not working for him.
Angela, can you take him off mute?
That makes me feel a little better.
Angela's also on mute.
Okay, Glenn.
I changed him as a presenter, but it didn't take him off mute.
I can explain this.
Okay, Glenn.
This is the Education Protection Act, and the revenue is $51,970, and it's all spent on teacher salaries and benefits only.
Thank you.
I make a motion to approve 6.4.5.
I second.
Tim, and your, thank you, and your vote, Tim?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you. So we're getting into the kind of the same thing. So for Adeo Charter School 3, same items. So 6.5.1. Tim, unless there's something different about Adeo Charter School 3, I think we know the drill.
Yeah, it's
for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve 6.5.1.
Second.
And Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. 6.5.2, second interim report. Lynn, is there something you want to throw us a couple numbers on that one?
It's similar to Adeo 2. Actuals from January through, from July through January.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve 6.5.2.
Second.
Thank you. And Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
And Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you. So 6.5.3 is the fiscal year 2019-2020 May revised budget assumptions. Consider approval of same May revised budget.
The budget assumptions given to the board is really very explanatory, and but this I want to capture that the P280A for this is 120.87 with a total revenue of 1.8 million. And a and there's the expenditures, the payroll is about 42%.
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Sorry, I thought I heard Tim. I'll make a motion to approve 6.5.3.
Yes.
And Tim's the second, I heard. So second. Laura made the motion and Tim seconded, right? So, Tim, how do you vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
And Greg is aye. That passes unanimous. And now we're on the 6.5.4 review to fiscal year preliminary operating budget assumptions. And any comment on that, Lynn?
Similar to the other schools, this has a 5% reserve. The ADA is 151.85. The total revenue is 1.8 million.
Thank you. Motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve 6.5.4.
Second.
And Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. Passes unanimous. 6.5.5, the EPA again for Adeo 3. Same, we know what that is. So if you're looking for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve 6.5.5.
Second.
Thank you. Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura, your vote?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you. So now we're on same items for Grossmont. 6.6.1, you're looking for a motion to approve?
Motion to approve 6.6.1.
Second.
Thank you. And Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. We are going through these swiftly. I don't want anybody to think we don't take them seriously, but these are perfunctory. We know what we're doing. We've had the explanations and we have had the opportunity to read the reports. So I'm on to 6.6.2.
I'll make a motion to approve 6.6.2.
Second.
Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
And Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. 6.6.3, this is the budget assumptions and the revised budget. Is there anything unusual we need to hear about, Lynn? Otherwise, we'll
nothing.
Thank you.
I make a motion to approve 6.6.3.
Second.
And Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
And Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. We're on the preliminary operating budget assumptions, 6.6.4. Anything unusual that we should pay attention to that we, Lynn?
It's similar to the other school. We might go back to the board in October because of the AB 77.
Okay. I make a motion to approve 6.6.4.
Second.
All right. And Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. All right. We're on the EPA 6.6.5. Motion to approve.
I motion to approve 6.6.5.
Second.
Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. Passes unanimously. Now we're on Sweetwater. 6.7.1. I'd be looking for a motion to approve.
I make a motion.
Oh. Laura moves. Tim? Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. And Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. 6.7.2, the interim report. Anything you want to mention about that, Lynn?
No, the same as the other schools.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve 6.7.2.
Second.
Thank you. Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. Passes unanimously. 6.7.3, budget assumptions. Motion to approve?
Motion to approve 6.7.3.
And Laura seconds. Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. It passes unanimously. 6.7.4, I'd look for a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve 6.7.4.
Tim?
Second.
Tim seconds, and your vote, please.
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. It passes unanimous. Now we're down to the EPA account for 6.7.5. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve 6.7.5 EPA.
I second.
Laura seconds. Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
Greg is aye. It passes unanimously. So, anybody, we're on 7.0, board announcements and comments. Does anybody have anything they want to throw out there while we're gathered? Well, we'll let that go. Thank you. If there's any, this is the last chance to get a kind word in, say anything at all.
Thank you to the board.
All right. Well,
thank you, Representative Laura. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, and thanks for your patience and courtesy. And as we struggle through these wacky meetings and technological challenges, I really appreciate it. Then I would look for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I second that motion.
All right, all those in favor. Excuse me, Tim, your vote?
Aye.
Laura?
Aye.
And Greg said goodbye. Aye.
Signing out.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Will is now exiting.